You're listening to the Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. I'm Molly Wood. As you've probably heard, Facebook has an oversight board. Last week, it upheld the company's ban of former President Trump with caveats. The board, created by Facebook and paid for by Facebook, has received such attention and been treated so seriously that it made us wonder, is this something other tech companies are going to try? Marie Tashaka is the president of the Cyber Peace Institute and helped found a group of experts that calls itself the real Facebook Oversight Board. She says the actual board misses the big picture.
You know, there's global focus on what this small group of people has to say about Donald Trump's account, while the harms from Facebook come from its business model, from a number of aspects of the business model that the oversight board has no authority to talk about. So algorithmic amplification, groups, advertisements, they're all outside of the remit of the Facebook oversight board. And right. So, yeah, it doesn't actually address the problem. It distracts from a discussion about what is needed to address the problems.
But I do wonder, do you think other companies might embrace this model? Is it either a nice buffer or something that could potentially deal with such a big thorny issue?
Well, it's a trend indeed that we see, especially big tech companies embracing. For example, Microsoft has opened a mission to the United Nations, a sort of embassy that normally countries open, you know, to engage in diplomatic relations. So I think indeed these big tech companies are very happy to set up their own type of governance models to either pretend that there's oversight or that there's rules that are followed. But in a democracy, that's not a desirable phenomenon. You really want to have publicly legitimate and also accountable rules of the road.
Sounds like you're saying there's no need for a board at all. There's just a need for rules that everybody can review and understand.
Well, I mean, you could always invite some extra eyes to critically look at your business model. And I think one question is whether Facebook is going to actually deal with the recommendations that its oversight board has asked for. For example, the members of the oversight board had asked a number of questions that a number of them were not answered by Facebook. So I don't even know if Facebook, the company, really knows what it wants with the oversight board. Mm-hmm. In any case, it's never a full solution. I do believe it helps to have multiple eyes on difficult processes, but we shouldn't pretend that this is an actual, you know, court or let alone a Supreme Court, as Mark Zuckerberg once called it. And I worry when I hear people giving this process that's self-regulatory so much weight.
Marie Tashaka is part of a group of independent experts called the Real Facebook Oversight Board. The actual Facebook Oversight Board told us in a statement it wasn't designed to solve all Facebook's problems, but would not shy away from holding it accountable. That's all for today's Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.